How's everybody doing? You having fun out there? Well, if you're having fun, then join me in showing our appreciation to all the volunteers and staff that made today possible. Let's give them a round of applause. And what about that marching band, huh? Y'all looking good. Looking good. First, let me thank my beautiful and talented, loving and caring wife, Carmen. I want to thank you for saying yes to the first date. I want you to thank you for saying yes to the marriage proposal. But I really want to thank you for being such a wonderful partner, so supportive, loving, and giving, and for being a wonderful mother to our children. Thank you. I love you, Carmen. I'm proud of our kids, Jonathan, Rebecca, Anthony. They inspire me every day to be the best that I can be. I see in them and through their eyes the potential of all of Maryland's children. I love my children. I love each and every one of you. Yay! How about my mom and dad? You see them walking in here? My dad's 89. My mother's 86, bounding up the steps. My mother-in-law is here as well. I want to thank my mom and dad who were always there, picked me up when I stumbled and fell, always pointed me in the right direction, but encouraged me to find my own way and make my own way. So I want to thank you, mom and dad. I love you tremendously, and thank you for being here this afternoon. I want to thank my brother Chris and my sister-in-law, Pam, for traveling from New York to be here as well. I love you, and I appreciate your support and the constant barrage of progressive literature that you send me every day. I want to thank Mike Miller. He represents the finest in Maryland's elected officials. Senate President Mike Miller, I appreciate your friendship, your partnership, and your leadership. I want to thank Donna Edwards, our congresswoman from the 4th Congressional District. A liberal voice on important issues, spent a lifetime combating domestic violence, fighting for families, good schools, and safe neighborhoods. I value your partnership. I value your support. I appreciate your being here. You having fun? I'm having fun. I'm having a lot of fun. 6 years ago, we started our journey right here in Prince George's County when we pledged to make government work for all Marylands. 2 years ago, we continued our journey and pledged to move Maryland forward, and we did. Today, I'm asking you to join me as friends and neighbors, as one community built on the foundation of strong families and neighbors helping neighbors. Today, I'm asking you to join me to build on our successes, to face our next challenges, to make Maryland better, to make Maryland better for more Marylands. Today, I'm asking you to join me as I declare my candidacy to be the next governor, your governor, of the great state of Maryland. 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 The free state where we celebrate our diversity. Maryland. Where we recognize that each of us has a responsibility to advance the common good. Maryland. Where we treat one another with dignity, decency, respect and honesty, and expect the same in return. Together, one people making Maryland better for more Marylanders. 30 years ago, when I graduated from college, I received a commission as a second lieutenant in the United States Army. I flew helicopters with the 4th Combat Aviation Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division, Europe. Hoo-ah! It was the second best job that I've ever had. Ooh, I had the privilege to serve with and lead some of the most patriotic men and women from all four corners of this nation, from rural communities and urban centers, different faiths, different nationalities, different backgrounds, different races. We were united by a common bond, our profound love for America. We were mechanics and cooks, medics and clerks. We drove trucks and flew helicopters. And every so often, we let ourselves believe that we were part of something bigger than what we did on any given day, part of a noble cause. We were the defenders of liberty, of freedom, of democracy. We were American soldiers. 19 years later, I was just about to hang up my uniform when I got a set of orders to go to Iraq. I was 43 years old. I had two children, Jonathan, 9. Jonathan was 3, Rebecca, 9. I had long since stopped flying helicopters. I was a lieutenant colonel in the Army JAG Corps. People asked me, can't you get out of this? You're a member of the Maryland General Assembly. You've got to be able to pull some strings. And as I anticipated what it would be like being away from my family, I thought to myself, my parents came to this country. My father out of poverty from Jamaica. My mother from the foothills of the Swiss Alps. They came to this country for a better way of life for themselves and their family, and they found it right here in America. It wasn't easy. They worked hard. They raised 5 children, always emphasizing the importance of a public education, a good education, and the importance of service to others. They taught me that it was my responsibility to give back whenever I could. Thank you, Mom and Dad. This country has been good to my family, and the Army had been good to me. As difficult as it was, I knew I owed it to our country, to my parents, and to my children. My responsibility was to serve our country in Iraq. I knew that if not me, it would be someone else's mother or father, brother or sister, son or daughter. Our nation was calling. I had a responsibility. The night that I sat down to tell my children that I was going to Iraq wasn't easy. How do you tell an elementary school girl and a little boy about to celebrate his 4th birthday that his father would be spending a year with the Army in Iraq? I knew that they wouldn't understand what I'd be doing or how long I'd be gone, so I simply promised them that I would be home before my son's 5th birthday.